Hello, welcome to Foreign Matters. Morning tea and death in Baghdad. My friend Virginia and I have our own private tea ceremony most mornings. She's an exiled Christian Iraqi. I'm someone who spent 10 years trying to learn Arabic without much success. I go into the cafe where she works and say, Sabah al-Khair, good morning. She returns the compliment, Sabah al-Nur, roughly, it's a good day. And on we go. I order tea, ask her how she is, pay, and say goodbye, all in Arabic. I even remember to use the feminine Habibti, my dear, instead of the masculine Habibi. This is all good stuff, very useful for when you're making forays into the Arab countries, helps to break the ice. And in the cafe, I get to pretend I speak the language, and Virginia enjoys a little conversation and teaching me the occasional word. One day this week, it wasn't such a good morning. Virginia, a proud grandmother with strong feelings about what's going on in Iraq, had heard bad news from back home. Part of her extended family, the Khams, had been murdered as part of the ongoing pogrom against Christians in Iraq by radical Islamist gangsters. I don't know too much, she said, but a motorcycle pulled up outside Thomas's home. Then three men knocked on the door and barged their way in. The men shot everyone in the house, dead. Thomas, his wife, and their teenage daughter. It's happening every day, she said, and she's right. The murder of the Khams family didn't make headlines, just another three Christians killed in an ongoing war against non-Muslims in Iraq, the Middle East, and beyond. The slaughter by Al-Qaeda of 58 Christians in a Baghdad church last month was the worst attack this year, but the pressure is on. What radical Islamists call the cross-worshippers in many places, especially Iraq, Pakistan, Egypt, and Palestine. After the Baghdad massacre, Al-Qaeda vowed that the killing sword will not be lifted from their necks. For Virginia this week, it wasn't Sabah al-Khair, it was Sabah Atal, a bitter day. That's Foreign Matters. See you next time.